Isaiah chapter 29. Woe to Ariel, the town where David encamped. Let the years mount up, let the festivals come round, but I will distress Ariel, and there will be sighing and sorrow, and it will be to me a veritable Lion of God. And I will encamp against you in a circle, and I will besiege you with a garrison, and I will raise siege works against you, and you will be low, and you will speak from the ground, and being weighed down, your speech will be from the dust, and your voice will be like that of a necromancer, coming out of the ground, and your articulation will be whispering from the dust. And there will be a horde of people foreign to you, like fine dust, and a horde of violent men, like chaff passing by, and it will happen all of a sudden. You will be visited by the Lord of hosts with thunder and with an earthquake and a loud noise, a whirlwind and a storm and a flame of devouring fire and a horde from all the nations which are at war with Ariel. And all those attacking it and its citadel and those who distress it will be like a bad dream, a vision in the night. And it will come to pass that just as when a hungry man dreams that he is eating, but when he wakes up, his belly is empty, and as when a thirsty man dreams that he is drinking, but when he wakes up, he finds that he is weary, and his being craves water, so the horde of all the nations waging war against Mount Zion will be. Rest and be astonished, indulge yourself and be dazzled. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong liquor. For the Lord has poured a spirit of deep sleep over you, and he has closed your eyes. He has covered over the prophets and your leaders, the seers. And the vision of all this will be to you like the words of a sealed book which they give to a literate man, saying, "Please read this." But he says, "I am not able to, for it is sealed." Or like a book which is given to someone who does not know how to read, while they say, "Do read this," and he says, "I do not know how to read." And the Lord said, "Since this people approaches with their mouth, and with their lips they honour me, but they have put their heart far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment of men which has been taught them, watch out for me doing more wonders with this people, doing wondrous wonders, as the wisdom of their wise men comes to nothing, and the intelligence of their intellectuals goes into hiding. Woe to those who lay deep designs away from the Lord, so hiding their purpose, and whose works are in darkness, and who say, 'Who can see us?' and 'Who knows us?' Such is your perverseness. Will the potter be considered as clay? For will the product say of its maker, 'He didn't make me'? Or will the artifact say of its fashioner, 'He doesn't have any understanding'? Is it not in a very little while that Lebanon will be restored as well-cultivated ground, and that the well-cultivated ground will be considered a forest? And on that day the deaf will hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind, which were in obscurity and darkness, will see, and the meek will increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men will exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the violent one will come to nothing, and the mocker will come to an end, and all those who lie in wait iniquitously will be cut off, those who make a man sin with a word, and ensnare one who reproves at the gate, and lead a righteous man astray with confusion. This is why the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, says this to the house of Jacob: It is not now that Jacob will be ashamed, and it is not now that his face will turn pale, but when he sees his children, the work of my hands. In his company they will sanctify my name, and they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and they will fear the God of Israel. And those who were erring in spirit will have understanding, and those who were rebellious will learn lessons."